This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
In the world, and it is worth fighting for, it is worth bleeding for, and if it takes it, it's worth dying for the greatest country that this world has ever seen.
All right, what's going on, America? Breaking news in the Tucker Carlson saga, journey, whatever you want to call it. This probably won't be the longest of episodes, but Tucker broke the news last night of his plans of what he's going to do after the show, and he is ready to go to war with Fox News, which is incredible to say the least. He came out yesterday with a video simply titled "We're Back." I'm going to play that video for you and then give you my thoughts, why I think it's good, what I think it's going to start, the future of independent journalism and quite possibly the death of mainstream media journalism. But before we get into all of these things, I just want to say that I hope you guys are having a fantastic day. I am here currently in Texas working on a huge, huge, huge new project, and I can't wait to tell you guys, but I can't tell you guys yet. I will say that around the June 1st timeframe, an announcement's probably going to be made. And I'm very excited about it. But for now, we got to talk about Tucker Carlson. We're going to listen to his thoughts right after this sponsor. What's going on, everybody? Today, we're tackling a critical issue that's been eating away at the heart of our great nation: the systematic erosion of traditional masculinity and femininity. It's time to put a stop to this dangerous trend and show you how to take back your rightful place as a proud, strong American man or woman, two genders. That's why I'm introducing you to the powerful solution, Black Forest Supplements. The attack on masculinity is no secret. Weak and feminine men are easier to control, making society more susceptible to tyranny. Anyone who speaks against this quickly labeled a homophobe, sexist, or misogynist, and silence. Estrogenic chemicals from our environment, diet, and lifestyle choices are bombarding us while the media demonizes normal, heterosexual, and masculine men and promotes non-masculine behavior. How are they doing it? Our once proud society is now saturated with estrogenic chemicals from plastics, processed foods, and sedentary lifestyles. The mainstream media delights in tearing down traditional masculine men, branding them as toxic. It's troubling reality. Testosterone levels have been declining for decades, with a 17% drop among 60-year-olds in 2004 compared to 1987. Sperm count and strength in men are also decreasing exponentially, with a 32.5% decrease. Good Lord, where does it end? To combat the feminization of men, it's essential to focus on activities and that promote masculinity and healthy testosterone levels, like lifting weights, getting high quality sleep, and sunbathing for 30 minutes daily. But we have another solution for you. Black Forest Testosterone, or TERC Esterone, is a natural anabolic compound that supports muscle growth, improves endurance, and increases strength and lean muscle mass, and aids in fat loss. It's like steroids without the nasty side effect. Black Forest Supplements is a brand dedicated to bringing traditional masculinity and femininity back, fighting hard to bring back what's been lost. All you got to do is go to blackforestsupplements.com/Graham and try out their supplements for a 10% discount using the code Graham10 at checkout. Fight against the demasculination of men, fight against the non-femininity versions of women, and get your life right. Go to blackforestsupplements.com/Graham, promo code Graham10. All right, and without further ado, this is Tucker Carlson verbatim. I'm just going to play the clip in its entirety because he makes some amazing points, and then we're going to talk about it. Here we go.
Hey, it's Tucker Carlson. You often hear people say the news is full of lies, but most of the time that's not exactly right. Much of what you see on television or read the New York Times is in fact true in the literal sense. It could pass one of the media's own fact checks. Lawyers would be willing to sign off on it. In fact, they may have. But that doesn't make it true. It's not true. At the most basic level, the news you consume is a lie of the stealthiest and most insidious kind. Facts have been withheld on purpose, along with proportion and perspective. You are being manipulated. How does that work? Let's see. If I tell you that a man has been unjustly arrested for armed robbery, that is not, strictly speaking, a lie. He may have been framed. At this point, there's been no trial, so no one can really say. But if I don't mention the fact that the same man has been arrested for the same crime six times before, am I really informing you? No, I'm not. I'm misleading you. And that's what the news media are doing in every story that matters, every day of the week, every week of the year. What's it like to work in a system like that? After more than 30 years in the middle of it, we could tell you stories. The best you can hope for in the news business at this point is the freedom to tell the fullest truth that you can. But there are always limits. And you know that if you bump up against those limits often enough, you will be fired for it. That's not a guess. It's guaranteed. Every person who works in English language media understands that. The rule of what you can't say defines everything. It's filthy, really, and it's utterly corrupting. You can't have a free society if people aren't allowed to say what they think is true. Speech is the fundamental prerequisite for democracy. That's why it's enshrined in the first of our constitutional amendments. Amazingly, as of tonight, there aren't many platforms left that allow free speech. The last big one remaining in the world, the only one, is Twitter, where we are now. Twitter has long served as the place where our national conversation incubates and develops. Twitter is not a partisan site. Everybody's allowed here, and we think that's a good thing. And yet, for the most part, the news that you see analyzed on Twitter comes from media organizations that are themselves thinly disguised propaganda outlets. You see it on cable news. You talk about it on Twitter. The result may feel like a debate, but actually the gatekeepers are still in charge. We think that's a bad system. We know exactly how it works, and we're sick of it. Starting soon, we'll be bringing a new version of the show we've been doing for the last 6.5 years to Twitter. We bring some other things too, which we'll tell you about. But for now, we're just grateful to be here. Free speech is the main right that you have. Without it, you have no others. See you soon.
All right. So that was Tucker Carlson's thoughts announcing that he is taking his show to Twitter. And then he also puts his website, tuckercarlson.com, and then also a text, Tucker, to 4405. I think that's what it was. This comes on the heels of all the speculations and all the hundreds of millions of dollars of offers, et cetera. But about 2 or 3 days ago, there was some rumblings that Tucker Carlson and Elon Musk had been talking about some things. Obviously, those talks went very well, and it has led to Tucker making the decision to take his show to Twitter. My first initial thoughts are this. Hang on. I want to find Elon's tweet, because Elon responded to this, because a lot of people were like, oh, I wonder how much money Elon Musk paid, et cetera. And I want to say this. From the second I saw it, I told everybody when I was around, I was like, Elon didn't pay Tucker anything. Elon offered Tucker the ability to just have his show uncensored. Right. And that's it. That's probably all he did with the subscription model now on Twitter. And soon there's going to be probably what Tucker Carlson was told by Elon is Elon's getting ready to unleash the revenue share for ads on videos. I mean, Tucker Carlson, already this video has been seen by like 90 million people in less than 12 hours. So that's probably a big sell. And then on top of that, Tucker Carlson will be free. He'll be able to sign deals with whoever he wants. He'll be an independent contractor. But let's read what Elon Musk had to say. This is Elon. On this platform, unlike the one-way street of broadcast, people are able to interact, critique, and refute whatever is said. And of course, anything misleading will get community notes. Community notes is Twitter's policing type thing. Anybody can sign up to do community notes, and I've had a couple of videos that have been community noted. It's all part of it. I also want to be clear that we have not signed a deal of any kind whatsoever. Tucker is subject to the same rules and rewards of all content creators. Rewards means subscriptions and advertising revenue share coming soon, which is a function of how many people subscribe and advertising views associated with the content. I hope that many others, particularly from the left, also choose to be content creators on this platform. So in that statement, I think that there's two things to talk about. Well, actually, you know what? First, let's play the media's response to this. As you can imagine, they're melting down. Here we go.
Okay. Well, listen, Twitter was already under fire from misinformation, disinformation, all-out lies, anti-Semitism, racism, before Elon Musk took over. And now it's gotten kind of crazy, right? Seemingly unmoored, if you will. Will anybody be able to police what Carlson says? Or is this the point? It's just a free-for-all.
I think this is the point. It is a free-for-all. It's what Elon Musk wants to provide. This move by Tucker may cement the idea of Twitter as a right-wing website.
Anything that is not liberal media is right-wing, first of all. But either way, what does this mean for Tucker? Remember the last time you got a quote-unquote free phone? You started out feeling great, then came to the hefty activation fees, four-line requirements, and, of course, binding contracts. Don't fall for it again. Only Pure Talk gives you a free 5G Samsung Galaxy phone without the feeling you've been duped. Just sign up for Pure Talk's unlimited talk, unlimited text, and unlimited data plan with mobile hotspot for just $50 a month and get a free 5G Samsung Galaxy. Yes, I said for free. That's right. Unlimited everything at a fraction of the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. And here's another thing. You'll be on America's most dependable 5G network. How do I know this? Because I'm a customer. Make the switch to Pure Talk, the wireless company I'm proud to stand behind because they're proud to stand behind me. Go to puretalk.com and use the promo code G-R-A-H-A-M. That's Graham for your free Samsung Galaxy phone when you sign up for unlimited talk, text, and unlimited data. Again, go to puretalk.com and use the promo code Graham to start saving today. I think Tucker is going to make probably the same amount of money that he made on Fox News. But actually, you know what? I'll be conservative. He makes half. He makes half the amount of money he made at Fox News on Twitter. But now he's able to continue filming it from his home in Maine, his home in Florida. And he has absolute, total, and complete freedom. This is going to allow Tucker Carlson to sign all kinds of other deals. Perhaps he signs deals where he does, like, you know, he was doing his show plus Fox Nation show, right? Well, perhaps he goes and signs a deal where he now produces another special type show like that, long form content on another platform or a another network in a partnership deal. He's going to be able to go out and get his own book deals. He's going to be able to go out and get his own speaking events. A lot of people don't know this. And why would you if you didn't work? But in news media, you can't do anything without people telling you you're allowed to do it. And then oftentimes they want cuts of it, if not all of it, in those regards. And so I think Tucker Carlson is going to do just fine. Honestly, I think Tucker, I mean, money is a part of it, people. Let's just be honest here. I mean, certain people have worked hard enough to where they're worth certain amounts of money because they bring a certain amount of revenue to wherever it is that they go. Some people are worth, like Tucker Carlson, 30, 40 million. Some people are worth, you know, 1 to 5 million. Some people are worth 10 million. Some people are worth 100,000. It just depends. But people are going to get paid the money they're going to get paid. I think that what this signifies are two big things. One, this is going to signify if there was a war brewing for the death of mainstream media and broadcast journalism, this is the proverbial shot across the bow to end it. You've got the biggest broadcast journalist in history that was fired, and now it's coming out that it was part of the Dominion lawsuit. Rumors are coming out all over the place that it was part of the Dominion lawsuit settlement that Fox News made that Tucker Carlson would have to go. And that's why Tucker Carlson is going to war with Fox, because his contract was actually breached first. So therefore, he's free to do whatever he wants. I'm excited to see what happens here, because this is going to show broadcast journalism and broadcast media that social media is more powerful. I'll say even we have started to notice this. Facebook is all but dead. Okay. Facebook used to be for us an absolute powerhouse where we were doing 1 billion views a year. I mean, it was absolutely vital to everything that we did. I got to be honest, if Facebook deleted my account today, I'm not sure we would take that big of a hit on socials. In fact, it would probably help us because it would help us grow everything else, because Facebook did that. But Facebook has become so obsolete that, you know, we're happy if 100,000 views are on Facebook, because it's just become that unnecessary that who cares? Unless you're paying for, you know, paid advertisement, Facebook is useless. Instagram's pretty cool still. We're averaging about 50 million views a month on Instagram. So, you know, that's cool. Instagram still has something, but video views and engagement are starting to pick up exponentially on Twitter. The past 2 weeks alone, we've had multiple videos have 1 million views. We've got some videos this week. They're in the 600,000-700,000 views. It's interesting that Twitter, the new algorithm, rewards video content more than it rewards actual tweets. It's quite interesting. And I think, you know, if I look in my, you know, my big, big brain that I have and my gigantic head that I have, I think that Elon Musk wants it all. That's what I think. I think Elon Musk wants it all. I think he wants to have the de facto app. That's what I think. And the only way that he can do that is he has to change the algorithm for Twitter. Well, he's already done that. The app now pushes pictures and video more than it does worded content. Okay, so that's the first thing. We know that he's fixing to bring live streaming back on Twitter. We know that you have subscriptions now, which honestly is a kind of a slow roll right now. Subscription is kind of a hit and miss with me. You know, it's whatever. A lot of people subscribe because they want all this extra content, behind the scenes stuff, but people don't realize how much time it takes to do what we already do right now. And we have families, you know, we have lives, et cetera. And so I'm not the biggest fan of subscription model. I'm just not. I'm more of a fan of let me do what I do. People are going to watch and listen to it and give me, you know, just the ad revenue type stuff. Well, Elon Musk is bringing that out as well. I think that he's going to work something out where people can start sharing articles from their websites again. I think Elon Musk is going after everybody. I think Elon Musk, here's what I'm going to say to Rumble and to YouTube and things like that. I think Elon's going to be more of an issue for you. Oh, and especially to Zuckerberg. I think Elon's going to be more of an issue to you than you realize. I think his intention is not only to create a place where people can actually have real dialogue. And that's not to say that you're not going to be critiqued for it, which you should be. But I think that his intention is to create an app that's going to put all the other apps out of business. That's Elon's intention. That's how he thinks. That's how he operates. And Tucker Carlson is the first big blow across the bow. President Trump recently issued a warning from his Mar-a-Lago home. Quote, "Our currency is crashing and will soon no longer be the world standard, which will be our greatest defeat, frankly, in 200 years. There are three reasons the central banks are dumping the U.S. dollar: inflation, deficit spending, and our insurmountable national debt. The fact is, there is one asset that has withstood famine, wars, and political and economical upheaval dating back to biblical times, and that is gold. And you can own it in a tax-sheltered retirement account with the help of Birch Gold. Whether you've got money on the side, you've got savings, you want to protect you and your family, all you need to do is text the word Graham to 989898 right now for a free info kit. There's no tricks. There's no gimmicks. It's absolutely free, and they will hold your hand through the whole process. Think about this. When currency fails and gold is a safe haven, how much more time does the dollar have? Protect your savings with gold like I did. Birch Gold has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of happy customers. Text the word Graham to 989898 to get your free info kit on gold. Again, text the word Graham, that's G-R-A-H-A-M, to 989898 right now. Think about it like this. Up until now, Rumble has been signing everybody to bring their shows over to Rumble, right? Because YouTube is not a safe haven for free speech. Well, now the very first defector, I guess you could say, for Twitter to come over to Twitter and start doing their show on Twitter is Tucker Carlson, the biggest name in the conservative movement ever. This is gigantic. This is huge. And I think it is the first of many for this to happen. It makes me rethink some things. Huh, maybe Twitter is something to consider and something to think about, especially once they finally get that ad revenue thing set up. It will be interesting to see what happens after that. I will be very interested to see what the CPM and all that stuff is, because if he can create a system that rewards creators, like Facebook once had, when they were trying to go against YouTube, I think that that would be something very special and very interesting on top of that. But I'm curious to think what you think. I'm curious to know what you have to say about this. I think this is a great move by Tucker. I think that, you know, he had a lot of offers to go to a lot of places where he would, at the end of the day, everybody said you can be your own boss, you can be your own president of the company or whatever, Patrick. Bet, David. But either way, we all know that it never really just quite goes that way. The only way to have total control is to have total control. And so I think that this is a great move. I think it is a huge, probably death blow to broadcast journalism, especially for Fox. I think Fox is dead. I do not think they recover. I think they will be, you know, middle of the pack with CNN, MSNBC, and all the above from now on. I do not see how they recover from this, because I just don't think that they will get the viewers back. I haven't watched Fox since. I have no intentions on watching Fox. And I think many people feel the same way. That's all we have for this update on what's going on, what I think is going to happen. Let me know what you think. Email me, Graham@DearAmericaMedia.com. And that's all we have for this episode. And we'll see you all again next time.